another 40-year high. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
I feel the inflation pain every day. Every day, everything is going up and up.
A shopper in New York City reacting to the Labor Department's report that consumer prices in June were more than 9% higher than June of last year. That's higher than economists predicted, and it puts inflation at another 40-year high.
Republicans say that this bad inflation number is because of Democrats' out-of-control government spending, and they also think that Democrats have not learned their lesson with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to squeeze through a small part of President Biden's Build Back Better agenda before the midterms.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn, but Cecilia Rouse, the chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors, insisting
our economy, our labor market is uniquely strong. We have increases in industrial production if we look at the most recent data.
The White House also points to gas prices, which have continued to ease but are still nearly $1.50 a gallon higher than they were this time last year. President Biden beginning his three-day visit to Israel on Wednesday.
I'm proud to say that our relationship with the state of Israel is deeper and stronger, in my view, than it's ever been. And with this visit, we're strengthening our connections even further.
On Thursday, the president will be awarded the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. As many as 40 people are still unaccounted for in flooding in southwest Virginia that has damaged more than 100 homes. Bill Grimes of the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
A lot of roadways are blocked by landslides, bridges. The approaches to those bridges are washed out.
Governor Youngkin has declared Buchanan County to be a disaster area. Police in Montgomery County, Maryland, warning protesters outside the homes of two Supreme Court justices they may start making disorderly conduct arrests. Wall Street down again Wednesday. The Dow dropped 208 points. NASDAQ and the S&P 500 each down 17. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
The Durham probe into the origins of the Russia investigation is heating up again.
Special counsel John Durham asked a federal court to subpoena witnesses to testify in the trial against a Russian lawyer who allegedly served as British ex-spy Christopher Steele's primary source in that infamous Steele dossier. Well, Durham's filing requests the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia issue 30 subpoenas for witness appearances in Alexandria, Virginia. That's beginning October 11th. These witnesses aren't named, but they are committed. Mandated to appear. Danchenko's trial is slated to begin in October, and he's charged with five counts of making false statements to the FBI about information he provided to Steele in 2017.
Fox's Jillian Turner, a former CIA software engineer, has been convicted of masterminding the biggest theft of intelligence in the agency's history.
33-year-old Joshua Schulte represented himself in his retrial, in which he was accused of illegally taking CIA documents and giving them to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks published part of them in 2017 in what is now known as the Vault 7 leak, and they detail CIA ability to hack into iPhones, Androids, and smart TVs. Schulte helped create the hacking tools. He told the jury he was a scapegoat, that the CIA was embarrassed, and other people had access to this data. Prosecutors said he was disgruntled. The U.S. Attorney for New York said he was convicted for one of the most brazen and damaging acts of espionage in American history. The jury convicted him of 9 counts, and each count carries 10 years in prison. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich is asking a court to lift an injunction blocking the enforcement of a law that bans virtually all abortions in the state, except when the life of the mother is at risk. The state's near total ban on abortion has been on the books since at least 1901, but was unenforceable after the 1973 Roe versus Wade ruling. Brnovich says with Roe overturned, it should now be enforceable once again. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.